Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where one of the greatest arguments put forward by supporters of the MAGA agenda, people who want to see President Trump return to the presidency, is that the elites in this country, the people who are empowered, the people who run academia and run the media, and have far too much influence in the United States, that those people have nothing but contempt for ordinary, middle-class, hard-working, patriotic, church-going Americans. And that's why it's somewhat surprising when you see one of the candidates for president just completely ignoring the wishes of 73% of GOP voters. What can 73% of GOP voters possibly agree on? Well, they actually agree on, in a survey, a CBS News YouGov poll, they agree that President Trump should participate in the debates. So, I'm sorry, it's bizarre, frankly. If 73% of the GOP voters, at a time when a very high percentage, so over 60% of GOP voters, favor Trump for the presidential nomination, why would he dodge the debate? There's actually a very notable and important Wall Street Journal editorial about that. But first of all, the news on this survey, a CBS News YouGov poll of the national GOP primary electorate touted by Donald Trump to explain his decision to skip the Republican primary debates indicates that a supermajority of Republican voters believe that he must participate. For months, Trump teased that he may not participate in the first debate, which will be hosted by Fox News on Wednesday. On Sunday, he made that made it official. And in fact, that is our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, do we now say X alert, or do we just say social, truth social message? It is a truth, the latest truth on Truth Social from President Trump is as follows. President Trump says, new CBS poll just out has me leading the field by legendary numbers. Legendary in quotes. Trump 62%, 46 points above DeSanctimonious, who is crashing like an ailing bird. Ramaswamy 7%, Pence 5%. Scott 3%, Haley 2%, Sloppy Chris Christie 2%, Aida Hutchinson, he means Asa Hutchinson, of course. Why Aida? Aida was the name of the Egyptian princess in a 19th century Giuseppe Verdi opera. Is he accusing Hutchinson of being a soprano? Or some kind of other opera singer. This is what Trump had to say on Truth Social. And then he continues, the public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had with energy independence, strong borders, and military, biggest ever tax cuts and regulation cuts, no inflation, strongest economy in history, and much more. I will therefore not be doing the debates. Okay, Isn't it bizarre? What is the actual association between all of these achievements that he is claiming about having had a successful presidency and the greatest or strongest economy and the biggest ever tax cuts and regulation? If any of that were true, why would he not want to do the debates? Why not talk about what it was that allowed him to succeed so spectacularly, in spite of their affinity for the former president? GOP voters also overwhelmingly said that Trump should be present in the first debate. 73% answered that Trump should be at the debate, while just 27% agreed with the president's presidential candidate that he should sit it out. 35% of GOP voters said they would definitely tune into the event, while 34% said they would probably watch. I will definitely tune in, by the way. A combined 31% say they would probably or definitely refrain from watching. Meanwhile, you've got to watch this. Donald Trump's personal bond in Georgia was set at $200,000 as he prepares to hand himself in on Thursday or Friday. Former President Donald Trump has until noon Friday to surrender to authorities. On Monday, a Georgia judge ordered his bond set at $200,000. Trump is expected to travel to Fulton County on Thursday or Friday. Meanwhile, he also explained his unique view of foreign policy, and it is different. There are other candidates for the presidency, notably Vivek Ramaswamy, who are very much opposed to the United States' support for Ukraine. But this is with Larry Kudlow. President Trump was speaking about how he is certain he could have avoided the war because of his incredibly loving relationship.
Again, it's the art of the deal.
Eventually, you don't have that strength because the country becomes so weak that you no longer... We have...
Yes.
Right? We have this country that is this big power, but it's not... It's losing everything. We're losing our dignity, but we're losing that big market. It has more power when you have it rolling like we had it rolling. So it loses that power. But the tariffs are great, not only for the dollar and all of those things that we know about that you and I like and understand better than most, but it's also good for keeping us out of wars. Mm. It's good. We can do a lot of power with that. Mm. There's a lot of power. You know, Putin would have never gone into Ukraine. Mm. But that was just on my relationship with him, my personality over his. Would have never gone. I used to speak to him. It was the apple of his eye, but I said, don't ever do it. And it was, you know, tough stuff there. But he would have never done it. But he wouldn't have done it for another reason. And maybe this is even stronger. We, with this green energy, drove up oil, the oil price, so high where he was getting $125 close a barrel, mm-hmm. that he made so much money that he was able to go and prosecute the war.
You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart.
Okay, Putin considered Trump to be the apple of his eye? I know that there's a lot of conversation about sometimes, well, not just sometimes, a lot of the time, President Biden sounds incoherent. But where he says you can do a lot of power with that, was this elaboration of foreign policy toward Russia entirely coherent? We'll get back to that and more about the upcoming debates coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the people who I think has the best chance to shine at the Republican debates, and I'll go on record, and then you can sneer at me, and you can laugh at me, and you can mock me if I'm wrong. But I think there are three of these candidates who will advance their cause and help themselves. I mean, one of them is obviously Vivek Ramaswamy. First of all, he can teach people how to pronounce his name and introduce himself and who he is. And he, if you watch him on his television interviews, he's very, very slick and very good and very smart. And I think he will do well, and he already has momentum in his campaign. And for better or worse, he'll have some new momentum after the debate. The other obvious star of the debate will be Chris Christie. He knows how to handle this format. And even without Trump there, first of all, he's going to go after DeSantis. He's going to go after why he is different from some of the other people who are running. And partially because he has a direct executive experience and also prosecutorial experience. He was a very successful prosecutor. And someone will bring up, and it might be Chris Christie, will bring up the problem of nominating a four-time indicted potential felon for president of the United States. And then the other candidate who I think will come out of the debates helping herself is Nikki Haley, partially because she is also an extremely polished, accomplished communicator, and she has the great advantage of being the only female. She had this to say about the war in Ukraine. And as with most of her public comments, there are sound bites contained in those public comments that are memorable and do well. She had this to say about our support for Ukraine. This is clip one.
I too am worried about the domestic situation and inflation. I mean, Republicans and Democrats have spent like drunken sailors, and the Americans are paying the price for it at the grocery store and at the gas station. But keep in mind, less than 5% of our defense budget has gone to Ukraine. And remember that a win for Russia is a win for China. America always needs to have moral clarity on being able to tell the difference between right and wrong, moral clarity on the difference between good and evil. When you look at the fact, listen to what dictators say. Russia said after they take Ukraine, Poland and the Baltics are next. That creates a world war. That's what we're trying to prevent. This is not about troops on the ground. This is not about cash on the ground. This is about making sure they have the equipment and the ammunition to win. And when Ukraine wins, that sends the biggest message to China on taking Taiwan. It sends the biggest message to Iran wanting to build a bomb. And it sends the biggest message to North Korea testing ballistic missiles. American strength has always been a good thing. And when America is strong, the world is more safe.
Okay. She is fluent. She is fluid, unfailingly articulate, and persuasive. Compare that to what you hear from Kamala Harris. Compare that to what you hear from Joseph Biden. Despite all his years and years and years and years in the six terms in the Senate. I mean, come on. Compare it to what you hear from, Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis. And I do think that the idea that Nikki Haley is having such a tough time breaking through, I think that she could very well help her cause a great deal on Wednesday night. The Wall Street Journal has a fairly dramatic editorial under the heading "Trump ducks the GOP debate." Donald Trump's decision to skip Wednesday's presidential debate shows that he wants to avoid having to tussle with competitors who might criticize him. The more interesting question is how Republican voters will respond to the former president's evident presumption that he owns their allegiance. Instead of debating, Mr. Trump says he will commune somewhere with Tucker Carlson. The former Fox News host will be on hand less as an interviewer than to endorse the former president's claims that Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine is America's fault and that the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot was merely a case of exuberant supporters getting slightly carried away. Mr. Trump clearly thinks he has the nomination all but wrapped up. And judging by the current polls, he has reason to think so. But what a message he is sending about the loyalty he thinks GOPs owe him. It would mean the grand old party is going to nominate for the third time a man who has been indicted four times on 91 felony counts. We don't mean despite being indicted. We mean because he's been indicted. In order to spite the Democrats for their partisan prosecutions, GOP voters would be doing exactly what Democrats and the press corps want them to do. Democrats want Republicans to nominate the man who has shown over the last three national elections that he is the greatest voter turnout machine for the Democratic Party since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Republican voters often say they like that Mr. Trump is a fighter. But for whom is he fighting? Them or himself? He would carry into the general election more baggage than the British royals. Yet Mr. Trump expects GOP voters to nominate him without so much as a primary debate, much less a real nominating contest. And if you are one of those people who thinks that President Trump, whether or not you believe he should debate, do you think he actually helps himself by not debating? 1-800-955-1776. I think it's a real question because, yes, there's always the possibility. There are lots and lots of debates in the history of televised debates where leading candidates have hurt themselves and damaged their campaigns. Would that be the case with Trump, or would he be better off, regardless of what goes back and forth among the candidates, if he actually showed up at the last minute? At this point, certainly would be dramatic. I'll give you my response on whether Trump helps himself by not debating. Coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden set to meet with survivors of the deadly Maui wildfires today. White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton says he plans to tell them he'll provide federal resources for as long as it takes.
Continuing to ask tough questions of the team about what more we can do to accelerate the recovery. How can we get the money out the door faster? How can we solve for challenges that people are facing and that state and local officials are telling us about?
Officials say 850 people are still missing. One California city has a new daily summer rain record thanks to Tropical Storm Hillary. The storm system dumped over 3 inches of rain on the desert city of Palm Springs to break its record. And a new poll suggests a strong majority of Americans support the striking Hollywood writers and actors. According to Data for Progress, 67% of likely voters surveyed said they support the strikes by the Writers Guild of America and SAG-AFTRA. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, to debate or not to debate. The fact is that President Trump may not have been the greatest television debater of all time, as he says he was, but he was constantly and consistently entertaining and the center of attention. And somebody who clearly helped himself in 2016 by his performance in debates. The other difficulty he is going to have is that, look, I think one of the things that Joe Biden has to be concerned about is that Joe Biden, if it is true that over the last 4 years since the campaign of 2020, he has lost a few steps. He wasn't that great in 2020. He held his own with President Trump. It would be harder for him to do that this time. The point is that what Trump is doing is setting up a very easy situation for Biden to decline to debate him. If Biden is the nominee and if he is the nominee. And I don't think there's anything that President Trump could do in the debates that would be so destructive to his chances that it would stop him from winning the Republican nomination. But I think it would harm him a good deal in the general election, which is what he has to worry about. This is one of those situations where Maggie Haberman's article today is very much worth reading. She talks about the fact that many of President Trump's biggest supporters believe that the idea is not that President Trump is unelectable with all of the charges against him and the multiple indictments and the difficulty in handling trials and timing. The really unelectable person, and Kimberly Strassel has a strong piece in the Wall Street Journal that makes this case. Kimberly Strassel says, no, the unelectable candidate for president out there is Joe Biden. And it is that belief that really allows people to believe that, okay, no problem with Trump's trials and with his various arraignments and indictments. This last week, writes Kimberly Strassel, last month and much of last year featured a full news cycle devoted to Donald Trump. There's a method to the critics' obsession, yet it could backfire. They ignore Joe Biden's weakness at their own peril. The Georgia indictments of Mr. Trump and associates brought yet more focus on Mr. Trump's mounting hurdles to re-election. A total of 91 felony counts, many to be heard by a hostile jury, trials set to commence during the GOP primary, a polarizing candidate, a polarizing candidate who is a non-starter with key general election voting blocks. There's a near gleefulness in media stories describing the Republican pickle. They're barreling toward a nominee with too much freight to win the White House. Yet doesn't that also describe the other party, she writes. The left is banking, it doesn't, at least not in comparison with Mr. Trump. But our guy isn't quite as detestable as your guy's strategy is the definition of risky. Look at Mr. Biden in isolation. Democrats are, by every measure, putting forward their weakest presidential candidate in decades. One who makes even the hapless Jimmy Carter of 1980 look competent. No, Mr. Biden isn't facing 411 criminal charges, but he is more than 40 years old, and it's increasingly difficult to tiptoe around the president's disturbing decline. The long vacations, the early nights, the confusion, the mumbling, the bizarre statements. A June poll found that 71% of likely voters, including nearly half of Democrats, think Mr. Biden is too old to be president. The pace at which he's getting worse has also been striking, she writes, raising the question of a nominee, Biden's performance a year from now. God save the Queen, man. Remember when President Biden said that? Even in 2020, the electorate understood that a vote for Mr. Biden meant a higher than usual chance that his running mate would become president. The need for a reassuring successor is even more important now. But he's instead dragging the anchor known as Kamala Harris. A June NBC News poll reported that she had a 32% approval rating and a net rating of minus 17, the lowest for any vice president in the poll's history. Mr. Trump is averaging above 40%. And then there's Hunter. And she goes on about the electability problems that that Mr. Biden has. But again, the same mistake that Democrats make when they think, well, Trump is just unelectable, it's the same mistake when Republicans think, oh, Biden is just unelectable. The fact is that if forced to choose, well, then there become all kinds of factors about electability, and probably the debate between Biden and Trump, as hard as it may be to watch. Remember the last time, the first debate they had in 2016? It was nauseating. Chris Christie had this challenge to President Trump. This is clip 8.
Yeah, there's an argument for avoiding the voters. There always is. If you're a safe politician with a crappy record, there's always an argument for that. But I think what you really need to think about is you've been the nominee of this party twice. Do you not owe it to the voters to stand up there and allow them to compare you to the rest of the people running? And if you're so great, why are all these people running? Nobody ran against him in 2020.
Okay, nobody ran against him in 2020. And now, well, President Trump's record since 2020 has produced a wealth of criminal indictments. It's a serious matter. And there is more of a serious matter that is put forward by Ron DeSantis. We've put forward his controversial comment about listless vessels. But he actually had this to say, which I think is an effective point, and we'll score for him if he uses it at the debate. This is clip 7.
We're also going to hold people accountable on the political left that are trying to inject ideology and woke agenda into every institution in our country. And some people say, oh, this, the woke, you know, they say, I don't know what it means, don't worry about it. Look, let me tell you, our society needs to be based in truth. And when you have people telling us that men can get pregnant and we're supposed to accept that, I'm sorry, I will not, because that is not true. And we need to ground our society in the truth. And as president, I will do that.
Okay, that seems pretty elemental. And the people who would argue with that point say, oh, sure, men can get pregnant. The people who take that point of view are probably not going to be voting Republican, or certainly for Ron DeSantis anyway. Coming up on the Michael Medved Show, review a film that is the number one movie in the country right now, but at a time when there was terrible box office for Hollywood for that number one film, and kind of everything else. The Barbie crush seems to be in retreat, or to at least for the time being play itself out. We will get to that and two more coming up on the Medved Show. You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily, and it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The candidates who will be a center of attention, no doubt, 2 days from now when they get on stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the big debate will be Vivek Ramaswamy, the very successful 38-year-old businessman who is by far the youngest of the candidates who will be debating. He also is the youngest with some of the biggest and most unlikely promises. Clip 9.
Fact of the matter is, when you fire underperforming employees, they strike back with their own narratives. You know what? That's exactly what's going to happen in the federal government. I'm bringing a 75% headcount reduction plan to the U.S. federal government. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of underperformers, they're not going to be happy with that. That's been the story of how I've gotten ahead in my career.
So, you're dismissing what they're saying.
I mean, it's another total lie from, underperforming employees. They're going to try to, hold a situation hostage when a guy's profile is rising, but it is total trash. It's exactly what we're going to see more of. I expect we're going to see much of this coming out over the course of the presidential campaign. I'm ready for that. If you can't handle the heat, you stay out of the kitchen. The truth of the matter is I'm ready for that for the next 8 years, running the federal government, firing underperforming employees. Many of them are not going to be happy about it, sitting in cush jobs in the federal government.
Okay, he just promised to reduce the federal government by 75%, which, of course, people who read Reason magazine, Libertarian magazine, people who believe in smaller government, and most conservatives do and certainly should, but 75%, is that realistic? Vivek Ramaswamy also indicated he has a new fundraising strategy for his own campaign. It's unusual. Listen, clip 13. It has up there, Vivek Ramaswamy's new fundraising strategy.
New program we're launching, where you help me raise the money, you get a unique link to do it. We'll have a special relationship. I'm going to keep giving you phone calls, telling you how I think you can be most effective for us. But the money you raise, you get to keep 10% of it.
It's all part of Ramaswamy's Vivek Kitchen Cabinet that he unveiled today. He's hoping to get a little attention and raise enough money from grassroots donors in the process.
Okay, he has a great deal of money. He's committed publicly to spending at least $100 million of his own money. which is not bad for a 38-year-old. But the confusing aspect of the Vivek's kitchen cabinet, where you get to keep 10% of your own donation, I'm not sure how well this works out. I'm also not sure about some of the goings-on that in Hawaii. The governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, liberal Democrat, he restated there are still over 1,000 people missing that unspeakable disaster. Listen, this is clip 12.
More than 1,000 are unaccounted for, about 1,050. It will take several weeks still. Some of the challenges are going to be extraordinary. As you reported, 85% of the land of the impact zone has been covered now by what amounts to an army of search and rescue teams and 41 dogs. So that 85% of the land's been covered. Now we go into the larger buildings, which require peeling back some of the floors and structures. That last 15% could take weeks. We do have extreme concerns that because of the temperature of the fire, the remains of those who have died, in some cases, may be impossible to recover meaningfully. So there are going to be people that are lost forever. And right now we're working, obviously, with the FBI and everyone on the ground to make sure that we do what we can to assess who's missing.
And there was also a blogger who went on the air and was sparring with the mayor of Maui. His name is Richard Bisson, the mayor of Maui County, about how many children are actually either dead or missing on the island. It's chilling, disturbing. Listen.
I don't know.
I was yes, you do. How many children are missing? You know.
I knew the answer to that. I'd be happy to answer that.
You have no estimate as to how many children are missing?
I guess nothing? You can end this right now if you guys want.
Sorry, it's always, one of the biggest questions that the people of Lahaina have for you.
It always takes one or two to ruin it for everybody.
Please, this is our first son. This is our only opportunity.
We could say that about you. You've ruined it for everybody.
You're welcome to say it. You're in the media. You can say whatever you want.
You're a disaster.
All right. Okay.
Please. You've been the worst mayor we could possibly imagine.
You won't even wait.
Respect what? This is the most dismal response we ever have.
You won't wait for your turn. You want to shout over these guys.
Why don't you give them the real answers? Give them the real answers.
That's not a question.
Okay, the assumption being that he or anyone knows how many children are actually missing. I mean, when they say up to 1,000, God willing, it will be less than that. But no one has a definitive idea on that yet. No one has that absolutely nailed. There is a tremendous piece that we're going to get to tomorrow. The heading, to be happy, marriage matters more than career. And what that means is that relationships, love, if you care to use that term, matters even more than money. It's a piece by David Brooks. We will be getting to that. Something that it's tough to love, and that didn't do so well in the money department either when it opened on Friday, is the new movie. It's big, big, lavish comic book movie, over $100 million to produce it. The movie's called Blue Beetle. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's a comic book character that goes all the way back to 1939, and one of his personalities involves a Latino kid who's just graduated from college, but then gets transformed by an ancient alien scarab or bug-shaped amulet with a magical protective suit that also talks to him in Blue Beetle, now playing in theaters everywhere.
Everything I have feels so out of reach.
Homes acquired.
Who said that?
Re-entry systems ready.
What is going on?
Whatever you can imagine, I can create.
Well, there's actually not much creativity here. Just a long, meaningless parade of explosions, tortures, and pain. There are some young Latin American stars who demonstrate charisma if limited acting ability. But the basic conflict between evil American imperialists and family-loving natives in an unspecified fictional country only adds to the confusion and incoherence. Rated PG-13, 1.5 stars for Blue Beetle. This bug deserves a fly swatter. And it's got the kind of response, less than enthusiastic response that it deserved. Coming up tomorrow, a new report that Fox's Rupert Murdoch just met with the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, to encourage him to enter the White House battle. And if he did that, he would only come into the race after November, when he is working very hard to win Republican control of the legislature in Virginia. They have their election this year. Could Ron DeSantis actually beat expectations and become this year's comeback kid? Juan Williams of Fox thinks so, and we'll be talking with Juan next time, tomorrow, on The Medved Show. And it turns out that many long COVID symptoms linger even after 2 years, new studies show. And there are also studies that show that dogs can detect COVID-19 infections faster and more accurately than conventional technology. Amazing. And this question that is raised by David Brooks: what is the essential element of happiness? Is it a romantic, a single relationship? Or is it your choice of where to work, what work to do, and where to live? We will get to the very essence of happiness. And we'll also be dealing with a Washington Post story that says American democracy is cracking. In a country where the search for common ground is increasingly elusive, many Americans can agree on this. They believe the political system is broken and that it fails to represent them. So what can fix this malaise? We'll talk about it and more next time in What Remains, This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.